Just don't call me the Sith Lord.
Or Jar Jar Binks. We're going to leave Jar Jar Binks out of this.
Welcome to the Face of Homelessness podcast. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Nicole. And throughout this series, we will be discussing the real lives of real people who are experiencing homelessness.
Here we go.
All right, guys, we are back here for our second... do you call it the second podcast, or is this episode two? Episode two, that's probably a better way to do this.
Yeah, I think it's episode two.
Episode two.
I think these things go in episodes. If it's part of a season.
So we call this season one, episode two.
For the Face of Homelessness, season one, episode two.
Awesome. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Nicole.
All right. So we are super excited about today. We have a really good friend with us, a guy that I've had the privilege of knowing for, I would guess, a year or two now. And so super excited that he's here for this conversation. So here we go.
My name's Rob. I'm not real sure how to start this, so I'll just try to say it the best way I can. I guess my trouble started about 10 years ago. I lost my pops, and everything in my life just started going downhill from there. I lost, found out a girlfriend, lost my house, dog.
That sounds like a country song.
I got a couple more verses.
All I need now is a guitar. Yeah.
So I just struggled and tried to do what you're raised up to do as a man, is tough it out. And, go through it your own self.
Well, here we go, guys. We are here for, I guess we were trying to guess that we call this season one, episode two.
Yeah, I guess that's how podcast things work.
Right, there we go. It feels kind of like a Star Wars thing, episode two. You know, the Return of the Jedi. Or so, I'm not a Star Wars guy, so I don't know.
Well, Return of the Jedi was probably the best one. So,
good.
I like that.
I picked a good
but
one.
It's not episode two. Episode two was terrible.
Okay, I don't know. Sounds good to me. I don't watch that stuff. I don't know. I'm more of a sports guy.
Yeah, just don't call me the Sith Lord.
Or Jar Jar Binks. We're going to leave Jar Jar Binks out of this. Nobody likes Jar Jar Binks.
There you go. You never know how we're going to start this thing off. Well, hey, I am Brandon.
And I'm Nicole.
And we are here at the Winchester Rescue Mission. And today is an exciting day. It is our second episode, but today comes with a special guest. So we have with us today one of the guys who hangs out here at the Rescue Mission, Rob. Rob, thanks for being here today.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Anything I can do to help.
Awesome. We appreciate it. So Rob is here, and Rob is going to just kind of share his story, and we are loaded with a whole bunch of questions for him afterwards, so hopefully he's nice and nervous.
We're totally going to play 50 questions.
Exactly.
Okay. I got my tennis shoes on. I can run.
we
run,
locked the door.
Forrest, run!
All right, Rob, well, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what got you to hang out here with us.
All right. Well, unbeknownst to me, about 10 years ago, you know, my life started falling down. Lost my pops. Found out issues with my girlfriend. Lost house, dog, cars, trucks, tools, whatnot. So
everything in a country song.
Yes. Okay, so we'll go for verse two now. So I started drinking. Ended up losing my license, losing my business. You know, you keep on trying, but you just dig yourself further down. I didn't know what depression was. I had no idea of all the mental issues that I was going through at the time, and I'm still fighting. So I came to Winchester to kind of clear myself from my past, I guess, to start anew, and still struggling. So I heard about the Winchester Rescue Mission. So I came over and I talked to some people and some people who lived here and some people that worked here. And since then, my life has gotten a whole lot better, because while I'm not completely better yet, I understand my issues. And with the direction of the people here, you, Devin, getting the help I need. And y'all have, you know, pointed me in the proper directions, which I had no idea where to go, who to see, what to do. So now I'm on the upward spiral, I hope.
Yeah.
Thanks to you guys.
Sure.
So y'all provide everything we could possibly need here to get back on our feet. And I'm internally grateful for that. Like, I probably could not possibly orally tell you how grateful I am.
Well, I appreciate that. Man, we love and appreciate you and for you. So one of the things that, you know, I think people who are not connected with individuals experiencing homelessness, one of the misconceptions is that folks who are experiencing homelessness are lazy. And I feel like when I look at you and I've seen the things that you do and the hard work you put in, you completely dispel that false narrative. So tell me a little bit about your work ethic, if you will, and the different things that you do and have done through the course of the rescue, being here at the Rescue Mission.
Well, kind of raised old school, grew up on a farm, so you don't really get a chance to sit around and relax. It's work, and I'm grateful for my grandfather for teaching me that. My work ethic is, no matter what I've been going through, I try to work. My alcoholism kind of, you know, slowed me up from that. And people don't really appreciate people drinking and being at work, which is completely understandable.
Yeah, they tend to frown on that sometimes.
No matter how much they want to.
So thanks to the Rescue Mission, I'm, you know, about a year and a half with only one episode of drinking, which was actually rather serious and ended me up in the hospital. But the Rescue Mission has given me hope and, you know, friendship and love and caring, and show that, you know, no matter how far down you go, if you keep on trying and keep working hard, you know, you can get back on your feet.
Absolutely. We can have hope.
Yeah. You can do a lot with hope.
Yeah. All right, Nicole, what questions you got?
I think one of my biggest questions is that, when people see individuals experiencing homelessness, it's along with what Brandon said about being lazy, but it's also about giving up. People don't think about the hope. People don't, okay, things are difficult, I'm just going to give up. And from your story, it sounds like you've had a lot of moments where you could have given up. So what has been a major turning point in your life where either you could have given up, or something either good or bad happened and you just kept going to help give other people hope?
Well, you come in here and it's the people you talk to. Sometimes they're the people like Brandon, Devin, you, Nicole, and just the people that work here. You see how nice, kind, and willing to do anything for you. And then you see some of the guys that come in here that, you know, can't hardly walk. You know, they have mental issues or physical issues, you know, and you realize that put your big boy panties on and get up, because, you know, there's people out there that have it a heck of a lot worse than I do. Right. You know, so, you know, I have been through the suicide thing, the attempts, and I don't really agree with suicide, so I don't know how I let myself get that far down. But thanks to this place, they've given me hope and God back. And I'll get better thanks to this place. I don't know how else better to put it.
Cool. That sounds good. I really feel like even after this podcast, if people listen to it, they're going to hear your voice and you're going to end up on the radio. You have a face and a voice for radio.
I was going to say, you do have that radio sounding voice.
Good thing the face is hidden.
No, I think the face could work. I think the face could work.
She's just being nice.
Well, that was very mean.
All right.
Okay, what's next before I start running?
Okay, so another thing that a lot of people think about when talking to individuals who are experiencing homelessness is that they're not forward thinkers. And so one of the things that I'm hearing from you is that you're definitely a forward thinker. You're thinking about some of the things that you want to accomplish, that you're moving forward to. So in the next couple months, next couple years, what are the things that you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, one of my problems with alcoholism is that I lost my driver's license. So in June, my time's up with the courts, so I should be able to get my driver's license back. Once I get my driver's license back, I'll be able to range out further with 35 years of construction experience. I hope to, you know, land some construction work. I don't know really how to put this. I don't like being homeless. You know, it makes me feel like I've you know, a loser, yada, yada, yada. So I'm going to fight every step of the way to get, with these, all you good people's help, to get from where I am now back on my own feet. I went down as far as I could possibly go with trying to kill myself. So now it's time to, I want to see grandchildren, you know, bounce grandchildren on my knees. You know, I look at my son and I would rather he was proud of me than, you know, than seeing me in a homeless shelter. He wants me to come live with him, which I can't do because that puts another burden on him. So it's up to me to get back to where I feel good, I guess. That's the best way to put it. Feel good about myself.
Okay, you hear that? People listening, we have a man here with 35 years of experience looking for a job in construction. He's highly qualified. I've seen what he can do, and he's amazing, okay? So let's hire this man.
Not to mention incredible work ethic. I've seen it personally, so absolutely.
Thank you.
And I will say this, Rob, just, you know, from what I know, man, you got incredible value. You're really important to us, and I know at some point your son's going to look at you, and he's going to be proud.
Thank you.
I think we're going to get there, and then we'll make that a goal for all of us.
I'm giving him one hell of a shot.
There you go. That's all you can do. And I, you know, as a guy who lost my dad, and we'll talk more about that coming. I lost him to, you know, alcohol, drug addiction, things like that. I'd have given anything for my dad to be sitting in that seat saying the same things that you're saying right now. So keep it up, brother.
Okay.
And I mean, from where I'm sitting, I can definitely say that I'm proud because I can say that I saw you months ago. I saw you hit rock bottom, and now I see you sitting here. And I can say that I'm extremely proud of you because I know what you have gone through. And I know that it took a lot. And now I'm going to start crying. I know that it took a lot to be able to pick yourself back up and come here to sit in this chair and share your story and to have the goals that you have. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of motivation, and it takes a lot of hard work to be able to get to that point. You have overcome so many demons to be able to be here right now, and it gives so many people so much hope.
Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I got good people too, though. You got to have a little support system.
But you also have to give yourself some credit too.
Yep. No doubt.
I can dress myself.
I can put my shoes on the right feet. Wait, did you put your shoes on the right feet today?
Don't look at it on the table.
Plus, you got a really cool mustache, so that's always helpful.
I don't have one. I feel left out here. I don't have a mustache.
We're close enough to West Virginia. You can grow one if you want.
I don't want to. I'll keep all my teeth.
No offense to all of our West Virginia listeners. I don't if even anybody's still listening. I don't know. All right.
Props to you if you're still listening.
All right. What? Any other questions we have?
I think the next question, and this will be the last one, so that way you don't have to run.
God, I'm getting too old.
No such thing as too old. If you could give any advice to anybody experiencing homelessness, what would it be?
Never give up. There is help out there. Not all the rescue missions are like this one. I believe this is probably one of the better places in this country to come to just because of the people that run this place. Even if you do nothing other than come and talk to them, I think that would be the best thing you could possibly do. Just come speak to these people.
I'm going to ask one more question because that's how I roll. So part of our goal is for different individuals to listen to this podcast so we can shed a light on the truths about people who are experiencing homelessness. So I want you to think about somebody who's in their car right now on their way to work, maybe in DC, and you know they're commuting, so they're listening to a podcast to kill time. What would you tell them? So if they see somebody experiencing homelessness, if they you know, they don't know really how to react to somebody who's homeless, what advice would you give them? Because, you know, one of the questions I get all the time, if I see somebody holding a sign or what, like, how do I interact with somebody who's experiencing homelessness? What would you tell them?
One of the things I grew up with was a little plaque on the wall that don't judge until you walked a mile in my moccasins. If anybody could even for a minute think along the lines of what has that person been through, you know, then would I judge you like I'm judging you now? You know, that's about the best I could do. Walk a mile in my moccasins first.
That's a great word, man.
Yeah.
Rob, I appreciate you. I'm glad that you're here. And I look forward to the day when you move out.
It'll be a happy day.
Not because we want rid of you, but it's because we have accomplished the goals that we hope to accomplish.
Right.
So love you, dude. Thanks for sharing. We
love
appreciate
you too,
it, man.
Brother.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. Well, man, that was moving. That was awesome.
That was a hearty episode.
I didn't expect to get to that point of almost tears, but here we are. So anyways, any final thoughts, Nicole?
I don't think I have anything other than we are prepping for our next episode.
There you go. So, like us on Facebook. We don't have a Twitter yet, but when we get a Twitter, follow us on Twitter. If we get a Twitter, I don't know if we do a Twitter.
Do people do Twitter? I don't know. I don't know how to tweet.
I don't know. Our president does. I'm not. That's all we're saying. We're not getting political. Not our thing.
No.
But anyways, thanks for listening, and be looking out for episode 3, season 1, episode 3. At what point do we say season 2?
When we come up with a new...
Something.
Season 2.
Next year.
Yeah, well, we can do it yearly.
There you go. I like it. All right. And we have some exciting things that we're going to be sharing in the upcoming episodes about some future ventures that are going to be happening, hopefully, around the podcast and around the mission. All right. That's all I got. All right. We will see you in a couple, or you won't, we won't see you. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks. How about that?
We might see you at some point.
True.
All right. Bye.